Imagine investing thousands to attract new customers, only to watch them silently slip away within months. This devastating exodus isn't just disappointing, it's financially catastrophic. Joey Coleman's groundbreaking framework tackles this universal business challenge by focusing on the critical first 100 days of the customer relationship. Most businesses excel at courting prospects, but systematically neglect customers after the sale, creating a structural blind spot that costs them dearly. The math is startlingly clear. A mere 5% improvement in retention can boost profits by 25 to 100%. Why? Because selling to existing customers succeeds 60 to 70% of the time versus just 5 to 20% with new prospects, while acquisition costs run 6 to 7 times higher than retention expenses. As customer experience emerges as the ultimate business differentiator, mastering the emotional journey of your customers isn't just smart business, it's survival. Every customer progresses through 8 emotional phases after deciding to do business with you. The journey begins with assessment, where prospects evaluate your offerings. In the admit phase, customers acknowledge their problem and believe you can solve it. This purchase moment represents peak excitement. Next comes affirm, where buyer's remorse creates doubt. The activate phase marks the first major post-sale interaction, while acclimate involves learning how your organization operates. In accomplish, customers achieve their desired outcome, followed by adopt, where they take ownership of the relationship. Finally, advocate transforms customers into zealous promoters. 6 communication tools create the foundation for meaningful customer experiences. In-person interactions remain the gold standard for building rapport and eliminating misunderstandings. While email has become the primary business communication medium, physical mail has gained renewed value as digital communication proliferates. A handwritten note cuts through the noise of overflowing inboxes. Phone communication provides immediate, personal connection with customers who keep devices within arm's reach 91% of the time, with texts receiving responses in about 90 seconds versus emails 90 minutes. Despite modern phones' video capabilities, most businesses haven't leveraged personalized video messages. Finally, thoughtful presents trigger positive emotions and demonstrate care, but must genuinely benefit the customer rather than merely promote the company. The journey to customer loyalty begins before the sale even closes. During the assessment phase, smart businesses pre-frame the post-purchase experience by demonstrating the level of attention customers will receive. When Wealth Factory founder Garrett Gunderson surprised Coleman with his favorite root beer at 9 a.m., it wasn't just about the beverage. It showed they'd done their homework to discover something personal about him. After purchase, the admit phase represents a critical opportunity to celebrate with customers when they're experiencing peak excitement. Build-A-Bear exemplifies this by creating a store-wide birth and adoption ceremony when children complete their stuffed animals, complete with personalized birth certificates. Tony Robbins offers photo opportunities to attendees who sign up for his $15,000 Mastery University program, creating a memento that marks the milestone while generating FOMO among undecided prospects. These moments of celebration tap into our fundamental desire for tribal belonging while reinforcing the wisdom of the purchase decision. After the emotional high of purchase, customers inevitably experience buyer's remorse as dopamine levels recede and cognitive dissonance sets in. Most businesses create a tumbleweed zone of silence when customers need reassurance most. The antidote? Immediate, positive communications that reaffirm their decision. Total Debt Freedom excels at this through personalized video introductions where sales representatives record handoffs to account managers, reinforcing customer goals and creating continuity. CD Baby founder Derek Sivers transformed standard order confirmations into a legendary customer experience with his whimsical narrative about employees with sterilized gloves placing CDs on satin pillows, making customers laugh when they might otherwise feel doubt. The activate phase then requires energizing the relationship with an official kickoff that delivers on sales promises. Apple revolutionized this by shipping iPods fully charged for immediate gratification, while 23andMe overcomes scientific intimidation with foolproof, playful DNA testing kits that make complex processes accessible to anyone. During the acclimate phase, customers need guidance through unfamiliar processes. Despite the saying, "No one wants to see how the sausage is made," research proves customers crave transparency. Domino's pizza tracking app exemplifies this by showing customers exactly where their order stands in real time. Policy Medical transformed their complex hospital software implementation into a visual puzzle system where customers track progress by completing pieces, created a memento of achievement when finished. The accomplish phase, when customers achieve their desired outcome, represents a critical opportunity for celebration that most businesses miss. Ongoing Operations sends custom cakes to disaster recovery clients with playful messages. "You just finished this great big implementation project. While it wasn't a piece of cake, have a piece of cake on us." The Online Trainer Academy combines digital badges with physical, frameable diplomas bearing the company seal. These celebrations energize both customers and employees, who can physically see people enjoying their products. In the final stages, customers transition from passive recipients to active participants in your brand story. During the adopt phase, they proudly display brand affiliation, from Apple's distinctive white earbuds that visibly identify users from 30 feet away, to Harley-Davidson enthusiasts who permanently tattoo the company logo on their bodies. Lady Gaga masterfully cultivates loyalty by focusing intensely on her 1%ers and giving fans a tribal name, Little Monsters, allowing them to self-identify as part of her community. The advocate phase transforms customers into referral engines, but only when the timing is right. Four Nines generates a remarkable 24% review rate by waiting until customers have accomplished their goal, protecting car upholstery, before sending a well-crafted request about 30 days after purchase. Dropbox fueled explosive growth by offering storage bonuses for referrals only after users had experienced the service's value. Mastermind Talks leverages exclusivity through their golden ticket system, where current attendees can refer just one person who receives priority consideration, creating urgency while ensuring quality referrals. The path to remarkable customer experiences follows four simple steps. Investigate everything possible about your customers. Observe them in their natural habitat. Personalize interactions based on what you've learned, and surprise them in meaningful ways. Even notorious customer service laggards like Comcast have transformed their approach, narrowing appointment windows, implementing automatic credits for late arrivals, and creating specialized onboarding centers that handle all issues without transfers. When customer experience becomes an organization's focus, a virtuous cycle emerges. Customers become happier, which leads to more engaged employees whose positive emotions naturally transfer to customer interactions. This cycle doesn't just create more profitable businesses, it contributes to a happier world. In an age where products and services increasingly resemble one another, how you make people feel becomes your ultimate competitive advantage. The question isn't whether you can afford to focus on customer experience, it's whether you can afford not to.